Hello, everyone. I'm Nico. I've organized this year's infrastructure review with all the teams. So thank you for being here. Thank you for your interest in knowing a bit more about the behind the scenes and how this year's Congress has been run. And we decided to kick off with these three Stadtwerke, which do not only do power, but only water, also water, RF, and other stuff. So please come to the stage.
Hello, I'm glad to see all of you guys here joining our annual growth report. My name is Kira Zett and I am the head of revenue growth management of C3 Stadtwerke. We offer innovative and sustainable infrastructure solutions for power and communications. We offer access control and even water. Our thriving company is divided into four business units. This is C3 Power, which does power supply and metering, C3 Rock, which does communications, C3 Schließtechnik for keys and access control systems, and at least C3 Wasser for drinking water supply and wastewater disposal. Maybe you have seen us on camp. Yes. Our scope of duties includes reliable power supply for domestic homes, small businesses, and the industry. Of course not. We only do chaos events nearby. So we do build up, service, and expansion of the energy grid. And in case of fire, or maybe too much fog, we provide a quick and convenient emergency management. Furthermore, we ensure the security of supply, and therefore, let's give a big thanks to our reliable partners. The NOC. Applause. Bredenort, Nicklen, and Bemis. And now let's have a look at our C3 Power stats. Our ingenious senior data analyst will guide you through our key performance indicators.
Oof, key performance indicators, I just prefer to call them statistics. And let's start with the hardware statistics. We have got quite a bit of hardware here, over 200 flight cases in totals, and especially quite a bit of cable. In total, the cable length adds up to slightly under 25 kilometers, which, if we were to drape it on its sides, would be enough to provide power to the peak of Mount Everest. But since we're not at the Mount Everest, we are at the Congress, and we have a little bit more local topography. And during the event, our team members worked hard with C3NAV to provide an integration through a power layer selectable with the button on the top right that shows you all of our power distribution units and shows you how your specific table is hooked up to it and even shows you in real time the amount of power your table uses. And that's done through the StageSmart power distribution boxes. They have RCBOs on every circuit and have an integrated computer with networking that provides all these statistics in real time. And even if the power goes out, we will know because it has an integrated battery to keep that up and running. And you might have already seen this slide in the statistics round of the InfoBeamer. We've had power monitoring running on all of our 25 connected boxes throughout the entire event, so we can now do some proper energy calculations. We've had over 6 megawatt hours of energy uses, which means that our 38C3 is roughly equivalent to 5 Bitcoin transactions. Or slightly over 1 million of these addressable NeoPixel LEDs, or 230 households. If we make a pie chart of the energy usage per box and thus per cluster, we see that YOLO Colo ended up on top, slightly over the Pizza Plaza. And the highest ranking assembly is Chaos Post, and the lowest one are the Heaven Hammocks, because it turns out hammocks don't need power. That concludes the power bit, and then I'm going to hand over the microphone to my colleague, E2K, who is our peer-to-peer radio communications and product owner.
Thank you, Roosted. Yeah, this year was a special year for us because it was the first time that we used DMR roaming. The thing in the past was that we had only one repeater for our radio systems here in the house, and that was enough. But due to the fact that we now had also the basement of the Radisson to supply with proper radio communication, we decided to go for another solution. There's a possibility to connect multiple number of repeaters. And this is done by LTE as a fallback. We use that primarily for the build-up time. And the NOC supplied us with our own fiber connection for that, which worked really great and brought us to a very good improvement of service quality for the in some 173 provisioned radios that a few of you bought, but mainly were from the CCCV, and those roaming capabilities are really nice because they improve the service quality, as I already said, but the downside of all of that is that you're not easily able to provision every DMR radio that you can buy, because it's a mostly Motorola thing, and therefore Motorola radios work the best. This is the downside. We'll try to improve this in the next year, and maybe we will also be able to make our DMR capabilities even better. I have some statistics for you about our usage of our net that we built up. You can nicely see how the plot on the left-hand side shows the calls per hour that were made. You can see that when we first came here, there was not very much radio communication going on, but during the event, there was very, very much usage of the system, which is quite nice for us to see. And the usage by the talk groups on the right-hand side show that the Auger channel needs 40% or makes 40% of the usage, and afterwards comes a CERT, which was one of the biggest users of the radio communication during the event. Okay. Apart from that, we have oddities and broken equipment, as in every year, rental equipment sometimes makes funny effects. And we have on the left photo a broken Schuko connector on a tree block. We got a call that the connector is getting pretty hot. The problem was a loose screw, but it was, to our surprise, the only issue we had with rental equipment this year. The last years were much more problematic in this way. The second picture shows a thing I photographed in Hall H. It's clearly a PPPoE adapter. It's maybe a new thing, PoE with three faces, I don't know. Above that, I found a very nice installation. They use duct tape to secure the cable. if you have a cable that you need to get secured, so nobody hurts him or hurts himself, just ask us. We can provide you cable mats and tape. You can just tape it down, and everything looks nice and clean. This is a hint for the next years. And as already mentioned, we had a very nice cooperation with NOC because we had some special needs, as I told, with the DMR things, radio things. On the bottom picture, on the right side, you can see a NOC guy not getting the front door of the rack opened, and therefore needed to get in the rack from the back side. Yeah, thank you for your good help.
Super bedankt, NOC. Super bedankt, NOC.
Yeah. Yeah, in summary, the C3 Stadtwerke strives to take a leading role in the areas of energy supply, communication, security, and water management through sustainable technology, smart solutions, and a strong customer focus. I'm sorry that I have to read that, but nobody can think of this, yeah. Thank you. So we'll hand over to the next team.
See you next year. Wow.
So, hello everybody. I'm Avi, this is Nico. We are part of the Internet Manufacture, and we want to give you an overview of the beautiful network we built over the past weeks for you all. Let's start with automation. Given over the years, the NOC has grown more as we built a network for the attendees we provide the services to the other teams. And this year we decided to escalate this even further to the point that now any team can request any service they have on any patch panel in the whole building. So we made this beautiful form that they just fill in, and then automatically a request on our side gets created to make this happen. The second form is for our runners. So we had multiple teams running around the building during the whole build-up and during the whole event, continuously fulfilling the patching requests. And when they filled in this form, when they patched the cable, our automation automatically deployed the configuration to the network switches. And so for the feedback we got from the teams, they were all really happy with this. And last of all, we had a somewhat more complex form for our own equipment if we needed to hook up multiple devices. But this offloaded a lot of the old manual config typing we had over the past years. And so far, we're really happy with it, and we'll definitely be using it next year again. So let's get back to the 90s. We built this amazing new automation front end in the common desktop environment because we were thinking the 90s were so amazing. They had common desktop environment, they had IPv6, let's go. So IPv6, you would think that IPv6 in 2024 is a solved problem. That's also how we entered this. On this slide, you can see the Wi-Fi clients during one of the days of the build-up. And what you are noticing is that there were continuous dropouts of clients. And we were like scratching our heads, like, what is going on? Why is this happening? After some long internal discussions and PCAPs, we discovered this. What you see here is a neighbor advertisement of the router. The first packet is telling the client, I am the router. The second packet sent directly afterwards is, by the way, I'm not the router. We discovered that a lot of clients do not like this, and you get intermittent connectivity. Luckily, we are running bleeding edge Juniper as proper network engineers. And Juniper, in their greatness, built in a workaround for this. So luckily, we can statically configure on all devices that if a response comes for this specific IP address, to always set the router bit. And after we applied this configuration across the whole network, magically all our problems were solved. So more IPv6. There is this really cool thing called IPv6 Mostly. A lot of modern phones can nowadays tell your router that it can run with v6 only and it doesn't need v4 anymore. This is a bit you set in a DHCP packet. RIPE has been experimenting with this a lot over the years, and we were like, let's try it out at a really big event with lots of visitors. So what you can see here is the DHCP pool usage, so how many IPv4 addresses were leased out. And the red pool at the bottom had the IPv6 mostly bit already set, and the other pools that go higher, we enabled it on the second day, where you can see the steep drop off. And what we've noticed is that this saves us a lot of IP space, but also if you have experienced any issues with this, like your phone disconnecting or you're getting weird errors, please report this to us or leave it in the feedback form, because we are gathering information on if this actually works and what we need to improve. Of course, if your phone is v6 only, you still need to access v4 IP addresses. So for this, we ran a NAT service for the first time in ages at the CCC events. And what you can see here is the total count of NAT sessions and the traffic. The green is the traffic, the red is the yellow is the NAT sessions. And we hit almost 200,000 NAT sessions continuously with only like 2 GB of memory used by our NAT box. So quite impressive. This is, by the way, using Joule. If anybody knows Joule, well, shout out to them. They make apparently working software. Secondly, apparently this is also nowadays a tradition at the C3NOC. We cannot count Wi-Fi clients. This is the fourth or fifth event that we were definitely sure we could count Wi-Fi clients. But we realized again we were wrong. The 8,000 cap you're seeing here is not an issue on our infrastructure. It's just the table we were querying for the Wi-Fi client count could only hold 8,000 entries. After we fixed it, we got actual counts. Also an interesting fact is this is the distribution of the spectrum. How many clients are connecting via 6 GHz, 5 GHz, or 2.4 GHz. The blue in the top is the 6.6 GHz, and it's really nice to see that we have more and more clients using it because it makes our life a lot easier and you get better Wi-Fi. What's also interesting to see is that at night, you see the bumps in the 2.4 GHz. There's still seemingly a lot of the IoT devices or things that people leave behind on their desks that are 2.4 only. And then during the day when all the people come in again, we see the 5 GHz spectrum increase. And if you cannot read the numbers below, we peaked at 9% of the clients on 6 GHz. And I think this is quite an impressive score for a thing that's only recently been available in equipment. Also new this year, we did distributed routing, this fancy new thing that existed since, well, longer than I exist. This is the topology of our switches and all the links between them. We went with the philosophy this year, if we make enough links can break, and then it still works. So we just interconnected anything we could find and let the network figure it out itself. This also meant that if you would trace route on your laptop or your from like one wired device to another wired device, you could see the path through the building. Normally, you would only see one hop in previous events because we would tunnel everything back. But now you could see all the switches where your packet went through. And this made the network a lot more reliant and resilient because a lot of things could break, but your wired connectivity on your table would still function, even if half the other building was out for some reason. Then we had another really fun Juniper interop issue. As you can see, there are lights blinking. Well, it's not a video, sadly enough, but those lights are blinking and there's nothing connected. This means, or we have invented wireless cables. Or we had a nasty bug where this specific Juniper device decided that a port was definitely up, even though it wasn't up. We spent a lot of debugging, but in the end, we discovered that as long as we put an Arista connecting it to another Arista, we had no issue, only Arista to Juniper on 10 gig. So we did the usual solution that we always do. We just stack more devices on top of each other. We just put an Arista on top of the beautiful pile of Junipers and connected all the Aristas to the, all the Junipers to the Aristas, and, well, all the Aristas to the Aristas and the Aristas then over fiber to Juniper, and then we had no issues anymore. So sorry for the connectivity issues if you had those on the first day with your assembly. And sorry to the assemblies where we took away an Arista switch, because we needed it for this. Nico? And now I'm giving it to Nico to
Yeah, this all wouldn't be possible thanks to all of our sponsors providing us with equipment, with connectivity, or also with other consulting services. You see all the logos here on the side. We also have them linked in the public pages if you want to find out more about the sponsors. So big shout out and thank you to all of them. We have got numbers, and I just heard that some of the numbers are wrong. So
30, not 25.
Okay, so the peak of outbound traffic was 30 gig because we forgot to count one of our providers we had connected. Oops. But yeah, we had about 30 gig of traffic this time. We provided 300 gig of external connectivity to the building, so you used 10% of it. Okay. Okay, and it was 10. Okay. The other direction was 8 gig. 10 instead of 8, but yeah, so in total, 40, not that much. We had about 10,000 clients connected to Wi-Fi after we fixed the statistics. We knew how many there were. We had over 200 switches and over 300 access points deployed while we were here, and everything will be gone by tomorrow. We had 200,000 NAT sessions on our NAT 6.4 gateway, which is also quite nice for a thing we have never provided before, and it looked at it. It worked, so we didn't get many tickets, only a few of them, so that was fine too. Yolo Colo mainly used traffic inside of the building, so they used 60 gig and 16 in the other direction. And as we just learned, which is common nowadays in Germany, to not put things in a normal time perspective, nowadays you use pyramid to communicate what happens when. We arrived on day minus 10 to the start of the build-up. 6 days before the event, our main distribution was up. On day minus 1, we completed the rollout of the Wi-Fi. And on day 4, we do not begin the offene Feldschlacht as others do, but we do teardown.
And a last remark, please leave all our equipment on the tables. Do not disconnect it. We will have people running around doing that. And if people start disconnecting things, we may be losing it or do not know where they are. So even if you think it's maybe helpful, it is definitely not. So just leave it alone. We will come and pick it up. And I hope you enjoyed the beautiful network we provided to you.
And with that, over to one of our lovely customers, the POC.
Dear Council, valued investors, dear guests and customers, my name is Klein Sophie. I'm the Deputy Interim Team Lead of the Communications Department of the Fund Operations Center, and including Investor Relations. Also, welcome to our board members sitting here. How is this working? Okay. So, since 6 days, this team is working hard to bring you the best communication ever to this Congress. Unfortunately, with the acquisition of C3 Rock from C3 Stadtwerke, the communication market became even more competitive. So after a very challenging year 2023 with more or less stagnating customer numbers, we took the opportunity and consulted with C3 Value together to get you the best communication ever and to also keep this operation center here as successful and as profitable as possible. So looking back on our technology stack, we realized that with the given technology, we are unable to further grow. Thankfully, a new technology emerged, and also with the unfortunately stagnating productivity of our developers, we had no other choice to employ new technology called AI. Thanks to this value, we found also market gaps where we could employ that. But before that also, AI can't solve any problems. We have valued partners here. So more or less in total, our antennas didn't got any IPs. We fixed this and we asked our partners from the C3 NOC from RCA. I will quote verbally, om nom nom. So unfortunately we had some minor bugs there. But we are here to connect people, not only via voice, but also with their loved ones. So our new hotline 6528 brought together 98 registered users and we made 41 couples for the future. I think that's a round of applause and wish them all of love together. Six of them proposed already. But there are highlights, there are also lowlights. Our head of social media, maybe I can get a hand of you. So there's a nice looking guy. He's in his 20s, very successful. You can see it, he's a consultant by heart. Well dressed. So if you're interested in having a very good relationship with very deep insights, please call this guy. Otherwise he will leave very, very sadly, and we don't want to leave sad people here. Good. Kein Bier für Nazis, I think. I will translate this also, no beer for Nazis. I think this is a common understanding here. Also in our competitive market we thought it's a good opportunity to take a brand. So our brand is no beer for Nazis. So if you want to choose a provider of trust, maybe we are yours. Yeah, then also we had some successful acquisition after last year's not so happy help desk in the GSM support. We acquired a GSM. I'm not sure what GSM stands for, but I think it's something with global supermarket or something. So we included them into our help desk. We made the best help desk ever. We had, the customer feedback was very good. Next year, please also keep in mind there's a first and a second level help desk. So we will start sending you over from second level to first level. They are now able to solve your problems. If not, you don't have a problem. Good. So I mentioned we have a competitive market here. I already mentioned C3 Stadtwerke. There's also another competitor, the NOC. We are thanking you for our trusted partnership. I can announce here that our research department found a way to also enter the packet market. So starting next year, we will explore the possibility of fiber to the assembly. And then we will deploy this DSL from there. So you will have now two options to get connectivity to your notebook. I hope this competition will also strive further excellency. Speaking about excellency, we had to offer two badges for you, RFP Challenger and RFP Pro Challenger. I can announce hereby that we had successful completions of both badges, 60 and 32. Congratulations to everyone who made that. We also see that in our numbers. So one of the badges was you had to make a phone call to every one of our antennas. So that was a lot of working, but that was good. So thank you. And you see here, we also supplied the auger with 161 loan decks. We hope that in the next 2 hours or something else, I don't know the numbers, but we hope by the end of the event we get 161 loan decks also back. If it's 162, we are also happy, but not negative. So if you want to donate your deck, maybe just bring it. You see also we had to deploy some antennas there, but that's the not so relevant part. Maybe to the Späti, some announcement from our help desk. We had a major demand for decked headsets, handsets. So maybe it's a market opportunity for you next year to also sell decked to the valued customers here. Good. So our statistics, 8,500 configured extensions. You see here our partnership with C3Value really paid off. We made a, yeah, it's a tremendous growth. So really, that's amazing. Also, our DECT phones, 4,200 configured DECTs. We are also here in the tradition of NOC, we can't count, so it's just a ballpoint estimation. But that's sufficient. I guess the slides, you can read that yourself. So thank you, valued customers, the investors. We hope you stay on board. See you next year.
Okay, well, welcome everyone. I have the pleasure of reporting a bit on our retro networking ISDN network that we deployed at this event. I'll do this really, really quickly. So the first stage is to how to transport those signals across the building, since the buildings today only have fiber between the different ends of the buildings and no copper lines anymore, which you need for telephone lines like ISDN and analog lines. So we deployed an SDH ring across the building with 10 SDH multiplexers, so-called add-drop multiplexers at different locations. And then we can carry primary rate interfaces, also called E1, across this SDH ring. That is used for the V5 interface, which is what is spoken between the central switch and the subscriber line termination equipment. And the biggest challenge of all of this, as for anyone who does anything in this building, is the crappy multimode fibers. Because, well, we do retro networking, and our equipment from the like late 80s and early 90s already does single mode, and they have multimode in this building. So. Yeah. Well, the access network consisted of 8 so-called points of presence across the CCH. I think from day 2 onwards or so, or maybe early day 3, they were also visible in C3 nav. They helped us create an overlay to show that the uplink from those points went through that SDH network. We had the capacity of 320 analog ports, 160 ISDN basic rate ports, and 8 primary rate ports. 90 connections were requested from us ahead of the event. We collected basically everyone who wanted to connect to the network could register. That was 25 basic rate, 29 analog, and 6 primary rate interfaces. We don't know how many of those actually connected because we don't take statistics of that, and we enabled all of the ports, so you could basically just plug in an analog phone in a port and it would work using a pre-allocated number. We don't have Vorratsdatenspeicherung in our switch, so we don't know who called whom and how many people called whom. So we don't know the exact number of users. What we do have is some statistics of our telefax service. So at least in the phone book, we had 8 fax machines, 10 fax polling services. From those polling services, 214 faxes have been polled, and 92 faxes have been sent to our fax to Fediverse gateway, which you can follow if you're interested in that. We also operated dial-up infrastructure for BBSs. 29 BBSs were reachable through the network. We had 520 calls to those BBSs or PPP internet dial-up. We don't distinguish that. At least 2 operational BTX terminals were on site, and 1 French Minitel was deployed. Thank you.
Good evening. I'm Lyra here for the logistics team. Usually there are more people up here, but they sent me here with the words, that's where I can do the least damage. we are already building, tearing down, so it's all a blur. We're usually the first on-site, usually the last off-site. If you can't recognize, this is Hall H. Okay. Actually... And there's a lot of work put into here, not done by us, so there are a lot of teams involved in turning this into an awesome hack center. One of the people and one of the infrastructures you see here is a trailer. We got more than one. So we got one large goods vehicle with one driver and 2 trailers, so we can load one trailer while the other is on the road. Work started for Emil, our driver, on the December the 12th, and it's probably going on until January 6th. We had, for build-up, 3,600 kilometers of road distance, 750 liters of diesel, and 60 hours driving time. And in that time, we moved 6 stuff loads, so 6 trips with around 180 to 200 Europilots. We had two trips only for sofas. I think you all like those. 40 Sessel or chairs, and two Belle Beta came with us. Of course, you can't do an event with just one LGV, so we had a lot of more LGV loads. We had multiple trucking companies bringing stuff in. For one load, we had to call six companies who all canceled on seven who all canceled on our contract until the eighth one finally decided to bring us the VOC equipment that we actually needed or that the VOC team needed. That was quite a challenge to get. for this year, we tried something new. We didn't have any dishwashing hours for our engines. We decided to outsource that to the Messe. So we had three trips per day with 6,000 dishes. So everyone who had an angel meal, we had your dishes in hands. I'm very proud to say that we only had minor losses in the dishes, so this worked out quite well. Even though the sign says only stack up three high, and if you count the boxes, yeah, counting is hard. One-off errors are always fine. No load is too small for us. This was an urgent shopping trip for the walk with the long sprinter for four displays. Yeah. Again, beanbags and sofas. We had 12 large beanbags, 40 new beanbags. Hopefully you saw them and tried them out. We had 30 beanbag sofas. In summary, 82 sofas and 40 of the new Stecksofen. Who has looked at the Stecksofen? There was a hidden fairy dust behind the upholstery. Hopefully you saw it. They were very nice. Some angels hand-painted them during build-up. So if you can still see them around, check them out. They're really good looking. Of course, everything we handle with care. VOC took the extra mile and put this wonderful sticker on all their equipment that they sent through some shipping companies. And of course, VOC... Of course, this is totally staged. This was, I think, the first event where we had no damages whatsoever to the goods shipped to us. So that's a first and a nice one. Again, we had a spicy pillow boombox outside. Of course, in an event with so many hackers, there's always some spicy pillow lying around. And finally, we also tried to lock the help desk requests this year. So we had almost 2,000 locked requests. We also had a shiny blinking decoy button for those people that can't resist pressing a shiny blinking decoy button. Peak time for the regular button was about 4 in the afternoon. Least active time, of course, between 2 and 5 in the morning because you were all partying hard at the lounge or somewhere else. And the do not press activists were mostly active around 8 in the evening, so after lunch with a beer in hand, you go. And of course, the most active days, as you could imagine, are days minus 1 and 0. We also had a nice freight elevator. There's a difference between person elevators and freight elevators. This wonderful elevator took us down to the basement where we had most of our stuff stored. In the first week during build-up, we had to call the technician 16 times because it broke down. No. The ways we had to find to get stuff out of the cellar when this thing broke down were, you don't buy me a beer afterwards and they'll tell you stories. As I already mentioned, the team is very busy during already very busy preparing teardown. If you can spend some time helping us tearing down Congress, unfortunately we have to do that. Yes, I'm sorry. Show up at Heaven or Post Heaven. Post Heaven will be with Locke in Hall H again. If you can spare time after New Year's Eve, so January the 2nd, 3rd, your help will also be highly appreciated. And have an excellent rest of the Congress. Thank you.
All right, yeah, thank you. So we are from the Video Operations Center. You might have heard of us or seen some releasings or whatever. We've got actually no boring facts, I think, but we've got lots of interesting and not so boring facts. To start with the logistics, we had some troubles, if you've ever heard before. So there were 8 different, tries or companies to get to us, and we've got like 126 phone calls in overall to, see where our stuff is going or when it's going to get picked up. Then we have the longest waiting time for our help desk. So if you like called for any help, it was like ringing 8 times. So that was the longest waiting time that we had. And then we have like media CCC with automated subtitles this time. I mean, it's still very experimental so far, but maybe you might have tried out. Then we have like in general 13 cameras for the regular talks, and 9 extra cameras and 2 sources of graphic overlays. We had 6 production sites overall, and we used like 11 uncompressed SDI streams and total of 16.5 gigabit with different standards, as you can see here. There you have some photos of the control room for special talks. You might have seen the late night ones. Sometimes it's a bit tricky to find the right place for the cable. The InfoBeamer and the signage were like 14 devices and 16.5 displays overall in the building. And we had like 100 deleted and rejected and 150 confirmed sources. So in overall, that resulted in 2 million possible slideshow combinations for the InfoBeamer. We had 150 gigabit capacity in streaming CDN. And we had a peak usage of 12 gigabits with like 6K viewers with something Volkswagen, as you might have heard of it. As you can see here, and we had like 10 terabyte egress traffic in general. Then we had talks with too long of a title, 10, talks with speaker's name too long, 1, and talks with special characters and therefore broken pipeline, 14. Yeah. And then I might pass on.
Yes, so you maybe have had the displeasure of hearing broken audio in our streams and recordings, and we've got some reports of it. So this year the audio network here was a little bit screwy because we needed to pull the audio from the lecture halls up into the office and back down to do some mastering in a central place. So we had a giant Dante network here in the building consisting of about 120 different mixing desks, stage boxes and whatnot. Sadly, there was no master clock, so the whole clocking of that Dante network was a little bit broken. We fixed that on day 0/1 until 1 a.m., so just in time delivery. Thankfully, the house helped us a lot. But then on day 1, the audio issues persisted, and we were scratching our head because we couldn't find the solution or like the reason why it broke. So we essentially did git bisect on the audio pipeline, put some devices in the middle, and found out where it broke down. The issue in the end was broken SDI audio embedders. So you may have seen us run around on day 2 in all of the lecture halls, and we did like rolling deployment of fixing it by switching it to a different SDI input and rebooting all of the SDI embedders. In Hall H, this went a bit wrong because we got trolled by the DIP switches. Turns out off is on and on is off. So yeah, the audio was a bit more broken than before, and we fixed it 1 talk later. And yeah, at the beginning of day 3, sadly, the central mastering machine just decided to reboot. And of course, everything's encrypted because it should be. But sadly, that means it didn't reboot automatically. We noticed it a little bit into the talks.
So the audio issues persisted, but so did we. Then we come to the post-processing part. So after a while, we had an enormous backlog due to the audio fuck-up and the audio embedding gone nuts, as we have whatever it. And the backlog increased due to a slow-spinning rust, and it turned out that we had a defective drive. So thanks to the NOC for the quick access that we could fix it. Another thing was that we had to check for a delay. Due to the embedding problem, we had more problems with delay, and there was much intervention needed, as you can see here. Turns out there was another mysterious encoding error, so I think that it's one point for the audio delay, and we kind of might have lost that game. But if you think there is delay, just remember there is no delay. Then we've got lost and found. On day zero, we found a backplate on the device. On day one and two, we had lost audio samples, so I'm going to read them out to you. We had like 237 wobbly parts and a duration of 283.54432812.5 seconds. And in the next, we had like 184 wobbly parts, and the duration was like 204.718546875 seconds, for example. And yeah, we had this actually for, yeah, I mean, there were indeed some of them. Yeah, I guess. And then in total, there were like 1,138 wobbly parts with a duration of 1814.151723953333 seconds. And we got like 22,411,777 lost monosamples in total. Yeah, so that took us some time to fix it. But the backup recording can restore most of it. So if there are like some talks online now that still have broken audio, just wait a second or maybe a day, whatever. We'll upload the fixed ones. So yeah, just takes a bit of patience.
A really big thanks to Dylan and Raphael.
Yeah.
One of those, it was his first Congress ever. He didn't know
about
it.
So it was his last, I guess.
Yeah, maybe, but they persisted, luckily.
Yeah, we locked them in our office, so thanks that you stayed with us on your free will. And then from day 3 to 4, we were looking for some sleep, but it was not found. And on that point, we'd like to thank all the angels that helped us, so like the camera angels and the AV angels, and also to mention all the other angels that we had, and I have some notes I forgot about. Right, so we had like 260 angels for the Video Operations Center with 183 hours of recordings in general. That results in 686 hours with AV angels and camera angels. That results in 720 including post-processing. And in the end, we count it all together, it's like 5,490 hours altogether. Considering the heralds and the door angels, for example. So all the angels that helped actually realizing all these video stuff in general. So big applause for them. It's quite some hours of work.
So, hi, we are Informenter and
Kitsune.
For C3Lingo, we provide the translation services here. So we are the guys, one of the guys, some of the guys behind. And there is something we really, really love to see or to hear in our ears when it comes. I have 60 slides in 40 minutes, so I will talk really fast. This was recorded, so if you can follow, you can just listen to it and at 0.5 speed there.
So this year, we were able to translate 100% of all of the talks on the 5 main stages, plus the Sharp. So that was into German and English. And we also had 75 interpreters this year. We were able to translate into additional languages, such as French. We were translating into Polish, into Brazilian Portuguese. One of the newest languages was Latvian.
So we were not translating into Polish. We are currently translating into Polish, so Czech.
The talk got switched into English at the last moment, but we were also prepared to translate from Spanish into German and Spanish into English. So what I want to say with this is if anyone out there is interested and has another language that they know, please contact us anytime during the year. It's really important, especially if we want to invite speakers from languages like China. We had the possibility to do a talk about social credit system, and it's really, really, really important. Contact us anytime at hello@c3lingo.org. Also, this year we had not just two translators per translation booth, we had three translators per translation booth. And this is really fantastic, especially for someone who's new, like me, to not feel so scared in the first few talks that you're translating. You can switch up between the three of us. And that was really, really fantastic. And we translated not only the tech talk shows, but we translated quiz shows, we translated poetry, we translated dramatic readings of literature, such as Franz Kafka, and we translated some lyrics from Eminem.
This year, we were faced with the same problem that we have every year, which is the pauses get shorter and there are more talks to translate. So this time, we stopped using the good old pad and we got a brand new tool, which is to be seen here, and it's absolutely fantastic, which allowed us to be about twice as fast.
We were also able to offer the audio for the audience on audio.c3lingo. Anyone in the audience was able to switch to English, German, or one of the additional languages, or they were even able to listen to the floor language in case they wanted to just walk around Congress but listen to the talk in their headphones, or in case they couldn't hear for some reason in the room, then they were able to listen to the floor audio directly into their ear.
So these are the absolutely not boring facts about the new basics of this interface, which is that it's based on Galeen.org and WebRTC, which allows us latency, which is under 200 milliseconds, permitting Wi-Fi, and it's even gotten iOS Safari support. We value accessibility for disadvantaged groups. All in all, more users, more stability, and actually a better UX, which is fantastic, I think. So thank you very much to, I think it was STB who did that, but yeah, thanks for them.
So in the translation booths, we have these nice little adapters or
Translators console. Basically, what you see here is what we have. You got a headphone, sound comes in, we speak out, mostly with the same sense.
Right, but we had some that we always rented for this occasion, and we realized in the past years that it didn't quite have all of the functionality that we wanted. So C3Lingo, together with JTPX from Vox, they were able to design with many different prototypes and was able to have it ready for Congress this year, and it worked fantastically. So we really wanted to shout out to JTPX for this wonderful hardware. We also wanted to thank the other teams, such as the VOC, the stage managers, the heralds. We had really fantastic collaboration this year. And also specifically, it was so wonderful when the speakers uploaded their slides and their presentations and their notes ahead of time. We had more than half of them had uploaded their notes, and that really helped us a lot.
And we even had some who created a glossary for us. That was fantastic.
Thank you.
Good evening. I'm Blubel and I'm presenting for CERT. And at first, I need to say sorry because, I got sent three slides, and because we had some other work to do, as we had the medical service, the other stuff got just sent to my phone, and so you need to follow me by voice and not only by our slides. Sorry for that. While our work is medical and security services for like fire security and things like that, and this year was, I don't know what you all did, but kind of quiet, just 156 times we had to run around because somebody of you called and told us we need to come somewhere and save somebody. Most times, because of broken glass, please be more careful with the glass. Also, what I can tell you from what has been sent to me, please leave the entrance hall as fast as possible, as this is the place where we have been called the most for injured persons or anything other stuff happens. So please, the Congress is big and great. Go to any place, because everywhere it is safer than in the entrance hall, we can tell you. Yeah, what you can see here is also something has to been happening in the day two. We don't know why, but you kept us running all day. And then again, on day three, you all kept sleeping. I don't know what, but it was a really quiet day. 443 of you went to us as a patient. Well, at least up to 14 o'clock this day. Let's see what happens tonight. And most of you come, we can talk about this in the spaces between talks. So whatever you have as a problem, it doesn't seem to be so important to lose a talk for this. And the average time you stayed with us overall was 35 minutes, but most of you stayed a maximum of 13.8 minutes, which might be because most of you don't have a real problem, but want a Band-Aid or something like that. We brought about 10 packets of Band-Aids with the unicorns and with dinosaurs. We've got none of them, so I think most of the time you stay with us seems to be taken for choosing the right Band-Aid for you. Please keep this up. Please keep this up. Please don't keep us working, because we at CERT mostly like to sit around and don't be needed. But if we're needed, we are there.
Moin. For the translators, this part of the talk is going to be happening in German underscore Austrian. Einfach, dass es wisst, bevor wir anfangen. Wir haben uns heuer zum Ziel gesetzt, das CCH und den Congress etwas zugänglicher zu machen für blinde und sehbehinderte Personen. Auf die Idee sind wir gekommen, auf den MAMCD im Oktober. Und dann ist ein bisschen rund gegangen, die letzten zwei Monate. Weil Oktober war dann auch gleich einmal vorbei. Und was wir aufgezogen haben, war eine komplette Webplattform zum zum verteilten Drucken von 3D-Schildern mit Profilschrift und Brailleschrift in vielen verschiedenen Größen, für viele verschiedene Anwendungsfälle.
Genau, da habt ihr auch noch den Screenshot der Webseite gesehen, wo man eben schön die Schilder sieht, also so um ein bisschen eine Bildbeschreibung zu geben. Die Schilder habt ihr vielleicht an mehreren Stellen im CCH verteilt gesehen. Wir haben eben nicht nur Räume beschriftet, wir haben auch an Bars das Sortiment zum Beispiel beschriftet gehabt. Wir hatten Merch, wie hier schön von der fotografiert, beschriftet. Genau, das.
Die ganzen taktilen Pläne, die ihr vielleicht auch immer gesehen habt und euren Kram daneben abgestellt, vielen Dank dafür, die haben wir tatsächlich entwickelt gemeinsam mit KollegInnen vom Karlsruher Institut für Technologie. Also wir haben die Zielgruppe mit eingebunden, wie man das mit ordentlichem Design so macht. Das heißt, diese Pläne sind quasi absolute Prototypen. Wer Feedback dafür hat, wir freuen uns sehr drüber. Wir haben jetzt schlauerweise den QR-Code zum Feedback-Formular hier nicht dabei, aber auch bald demnächst in Ihrer Fediverse-Timeline.
Und wenn ihr schnell seid, auch auf jedem taktilen Plan.
Genau. Was wir dann auch noch gemacht haben, war, wir haben letztes Jahr festgestellt, das Haus hat zwar einige Accessibility-Features schon eingebaut, weil muss ja, allerdings sind die halt eingestellt auf eine leicht andere Nutzung der Räumlichkeiten. Das heißt, vor allem vor dem Saal 1 hatten wir das Problem, dass letztes Jahr Bars, House of Tea, Coffee Nerds und ich weiß nicht was noch alles auf dem taktilen Leitsystem vom Haus abgestellt waren und dadurch das taktile Leitsystem die Benutzenden dazu geführt hat, dass sie in Leute reinlaufen oder über Leute drüber stolpern. Da haben wir diesmal ebenfalls mit herzlichem Dank an das KIT ein mobiles Leitsystem verlegen können. Ja, war spaßig.
Genau, und dann haben wir noch ein bisschen Zahlen für euch, damit wir das einordnen können, was wir da gemacht haben. Wir haben insgesamt mehr als 130 individuelle Schilder über unsere Plattform bereitgestellt, die dann auch gedruckt wurden. Ein großer Teil davon dann noch hier vor Ort, also Aufdruckern bei Assemblies, auf einem Drucker, den wir stehen hatten. Insgesamt waren das an die 60 Leute oder über 60 Leute, die hier Schilder für uns gedruckt haben, mit insgesamt mehr als 500 davon. Und die letzten Schilder wurden heute um 14.30 Uhr bei uns abgegeben.
Gebraucht hätten wir sie Tag null. Genau, diese taktilen Pläne haben wir gerade schon gesagt, das waren 11 Karten in 5 Stockwerken, das heißt jedes Stockwerk hatte zumindest 2 Pläne rumstehen. Gestickt worden sind die ebenfalls dezentral, da haben wir mal einen Aufruf rausgeworfen gehabt mit hier, Frage für ein kleines Side-Project. Und da haben sich dann 6 Einzelpersonen bzw. Gruppen gefunden, die diese Sachen gestickt haben. Die Idee, das zu sticken, war tatsächlich quasi historisch bedingt. Wir haben eine Weile überlegt, ob man sich das auch 3D drucken lassen soll und dann ist das aber irgendwie so beim Transport eventuell ein bisschen ein Problem. Außerdem kann man es so jetzt schön flach zusammenlegen etc. Und Fun Fact, in der DDL haben blinde Personen wohl standardmäßig Stadtpläne und Landkarten in gestickt bekommen. Also haben wir uns gedacht, warum probieren wir das nicht nochmal aus? Und es hat zwar nicht, also quasi jeder Nerd hat inzwischen 3D-Drucker daheim stehen, Stickmaschinen eher so im Space, aber es hat ausgereicht.
Ja, und dann gab es noch das Leitsystem oder mehr Leitsystem hoffentlich. Wir haben ungefähr 100 Meter davon hier vom KIT in Karlsruhe abgeholt und hier vor Ort verlegt. Wir haben teilweise dafür das Leitsystem vom Haus abbauen müssen. Das war abgesprochen. Sie waren trotzdem nicht sehr glücklich darüber.
Ja, vor allem, wir haben es gut gemeint und dann Teile vom Leitsystem, die wir nicht abmontiert haben, nachziehen lassen. Stellt sich raus, wenn man die Schrauben zu fest anzieht und dann kommt noch so ein bisschen Scherwirkung dazu, dann macht es Knacks.
Genau. Ja, und insgesamt für all das, was wir jetzt vorgestellt haben, haben wir sicher mehr als 300 Engelstunden gebraucht. Da ist aber noch nicht der Abbau dabei, der kommt jetzt. Und ja, wir haben schon einmal aufgerufen, wenn ihr Schilder entfernt, bitte bringt die zu uns zurück. Die sind wiederverwendbar zum Großteil. Ihr findet das neben dem POC-Helpdesk.
Und die Idee von solchen Accessibility-Initiativen ist ja immer, den Leuten einen äquivalenten Zugang zu der Veranstaltung zu ermöglichen. Das heißt, wir haben dann auch gegen Ende angefangen, so die lustigeren Sachen zu beschriften. Das heißt, wir sehen hier eine Sackgasse, in der ein Papierschild hängt, auf dem draufsteht, du stehst vor einer Wand. Und daneben das entsprechende 3D-gedruckte Schild in Profilschrift und Braille.
Hello Hamburg, hello Congress. I'm Raziel and I'm from heaven and I want to show you some numbers, some facts that we have around heaven. In heaven we try to provide the matching service for the awesome people who try to volunteer to make this happen, and the awesome teams who give us workload so we can match them with our awesome people. This time, for the first time as far as I know, we reached more than 5,000 active accounts in the Angel system. Compared with last year, we were roughly under that number. And from this number, also 4,700 roughly arrived. And that means for 3,000 and roughly 500 angels, they did help with at least one shift. A shift regularly contains work or exercises for roughly 2 hours. With that, we had planned shifts and outplanning work logs of about 4 years with planned shifts. When you go to the Angel system and look up for something you do to do, you can see the shifts we planned with the people or with some other groups within, and that was roughly 4.05 years of total work that we tried to plan in advance. But that is does not include the tear down that will start after the closing. We have some unplanned work or some places where the infrastructure is not up and running again, so we can't provide shifts. After that, when people do work for the teams or for Congress, they can come to us and get a work log when they can say how much time they spend helping us to make Congress awesome. And that is also roughly about 2.2 years of time in total. We had much more shifts this year. As far as I know, most of the shifts came from the new evacuation helping and access controls that we have to provide for the Congress. And we have also much more locations and angel types and shift types because many people come to us and try to provide accurate descriptions of how they would have work to be done by our volunteers. And a footnote from the people who did make the bread rolls in the backstage. We had roughly 7,000 bread rolls that we tried to provide to the helping people on this Congress. That will be roughly 2 per working angels during the event. And so a big applause for them as well that they try to provide care in addition to our angel kitchen and all the other awesome people. Speaking of evacuation helpers, we had on day one two shifts or two events there where the house and our people from heaven tried to provide a general angel meeting and information about the evacuation thingies we had to do during the event. So we thought it was a good idea to give an incentive and talk to the angels and say, this is really important, please come, you can get an hour of shift out of that. And we thought the greater the numbers, the better, so we provided 800 open slots for angels to apply to our meetings, and yeah, we nearly broke the angel system on that day. When you tried to query your shifts or other services provided in the angel system, you would have noticed that it could do, it would belong to up to 10 seconds until your task was loaded. That was because when you clicked on the false location or the right location, on which point you look at it, you came up on these two shifts. And our angel system did a database connection reply to the database for each angel signing up for the shift. So, oops. So we got the lesson, use angels in shifts, but don't pile them up because then the database might explode. The second thing we observed during Congress was that normally, we have a shortage of angels around the nights from day 3 to day 4. This time we thought it was a good idea to do that 2 days early. So from the night to day 1 to day 2, we had the most challenging night because we had to do up all the access control and the evacuation, that's a nice word, evacuation shifts to do. And so we had to do some prioritizing, moving people around, getting them from one shift to another, but our plans worked as well so far. So thank you for doing shifts at that point. It's really appreciated because we need those to get the event up and running. The last point we wanted to talk about is some kind of a personal note for our team this year. This year came with a personal loss within our team, and also with personal losses in other teams as well. And as the team that is mainly concerned about the well-being and providing helps to all the volunteers here on this Congress, because you make this happen, we wanted to take a chance to say farewell to those not available anymore, to those who are gone. And our thoughts and the thoughts of our team is with them and their loved ones. And yeah, so we wanted to talk to you about that, because the main thing is every angel that tries to make this event the event it is makes his own step to provide something lasting for the events here. We have an awesome time, and we can only do that due to the work with all the voluntary helpers. And so I want to thank all of you helping on this event. You are awesome. You make this event possible, and we see us at the next event. Thank you so much.
Hello. Greetings from the Chaos Mentors. The Chaos Mentors have been pairing new members to our community with experienced Chaos Mentors since 30C3. This year, we had over 25 mentors and over 75 mentees, and we were able to create new ad hoc groups while we were already here. We have a lively and very shark-friendly assembly space. And we're a welcoming home base for all those who want to optimize their first Congress experience. I'd like to thank all of our mentors, and I'd love to thank the team, our Chaos Mentors crew, and we're looking forward to growing our community at future events.
Yeah, hi. I'm talking for the hub team, and for time reasons for the assembly team as well. No problems there, about 430 assemblies. End of the part for the assembly team. For the hub team, we are working quite closely with them because we are doing the assembly registration and technical management part. And we are also providing, for example, C3 NAV with the positioning data of assemblies and rooms and self-organized sessions, so that all of that is happening in the hub. We are aggregating the schedules, so the official FAR plan, the assembly content, and the self-organized sessions, all of them are merged together in a large schedule, which is then propagated to InfoBeamer, the mobile apps, and other users. Part of our part is also the website where the wiki is found, and we're hosting batches there. That's a feature we had last year already, but this time you did a great job creating new batches and quite interesting ones. I'm coming back to that in a moment. And getting to numbers, the events we did there, for numbers, 230 official ones, 795 assembly organized ones, and 332 self-organized sessions, summing up to the number shown there over the time, so still increasing over conference. You keep adding stuff there, but that's fine. And for the batches, we currently have 141 batches in total, which could be redeemed somewhere. And in total, we have about 10 times the number, so on average each batch got issued 10 times. My talk is quite boring because we had no real major issues, lots of detailed ones, but nothing major. But that enabled us to do some new APIs, new integrations, especially for the event phone. They talked about that already, a batch has some special integrations for deck verification or verification of your deck number with the event phone system, and then triggering that stuff when you accomplished that challenge. And that's end of my part. We like to get more help, especially in the user experience part. So if you're capable of that, please drop by. Contact details are on the page, on the slide. Thanks.
Good evening. I'm Toby. I do develop the Android app that brings you the program after Congress over the year, and so I did this year. It looks like this. I found users, which is always a nice feeling because Android developers never meet their users. So I published one version, which was out in November already before Fahrplan came, the whole schedule came out. Luckily, everything worked. And to prepare, I posted on socials and on Matrix to inform you that there is an app for anyone who never used it. Seems like it worked. I distributed about 42 posters across the Congress, the paper ones. Thank you to Sri Sign for printing them out. And then also hundreds of stickers. Actually, when I arrived on the first sticker desk, there was already stickers from last year, so I guess you did not take enough. And then there was a hands-on workshop on how to assemble the app yourself on day one, where you could learn how to run it for your own event. Please do this. And if you have questions, reach out. Overall, there was 4K installs on Google Play. Seems I reached some people. We don't know about F-Droid, but we can try to find out now. So if anyone knows someone who installs on Google Play, hands up. That's like three people. And then the F-Droid, please. That's like one third of the room, I would say. OK, thank you. So now you can estimate how many people installed on F-Droid. By the way, the numbers on Google Play are not complete because they're always delayed. I guess I find out in 2 days. Also, you can become a beta tester and help me with feedback. Speaking of feedback, you did provide feedback as issues, pull requests, translation update, which is Lithuanian, and ratings on Google Play, and also textual reviews. But speaking of 4K users and F-Droid, you can do better, I think. But in general, the app seemed to be working good. So one crash per day per 1,000 users let me sleep pretty well. And you can also reach me by email, which apparently someone did. Thank you.
All right. Hi, everyone. I'm Conmay. I'm speaking for Chaos Post today. A few figures from our side. So I assume all of you are familiar with what we do. We provide postcards so that everyone can deliver them to people on the Congress. And actually, we have almost 50,000 postcards that have been used. So that's quite heavy. 1,000 postcards is about 5 kilograms. You can imagine how many postcards you brought around. About 6,383 have been sent to the default world, about, because there have been more coming in after we took the figures. And it has been, or postcards have been written to 57 different countries, which is the highest number that we ever had. And same rules for online postcards, almost 1,902 online postcards. That's the most that we ever had on an event. And 328 have been delivered by this afternoon, actually. We had a few achievements, or yeah, major successes, I would say. We have archive postcards from previous events. They are sometimes really heavy to deliver, like if there's a deck number from the 3533 or something, you can imagine that deck is not really up to date anymore. So people took the effort, and about 300 of those archive postcards have been delivered, the oldest actually from 3533. We had more than 23 new postcard designs with a broad variety, from actual artists, really nicely designed, up to using the standard design tools that you all know, PowerPoint, WordArt, stock photos. All of them have been used, so it was quite fun. And we had a few new services. We have an instant postcard now, or an instant postcard, a photo box. Photo to postcard, which has been used with several hundred photos. And we also offered a yearly quest for kids. It's in German only, unfortunately. So children can get a monthly postcard until the next event or the next Congress. And we also designed new coloring postcards for kids and a lot of other small things for kids. And one major highlight, which is not presented here, is actually that one of an actual marriage proposal has been sent, delivered, and accepted by Kyle. So, that was actually your round of applause and congratulations from this audience, I guess, wherever you are. Thank you.
Hi, everyone. Next up is Kidspace. Who has seen children on the Congress? Who kind of brought their own? Okay, so yeah, it's the last day. It was pretty exhausting for most of the children, and there is lots of things that happened there. Have you been at Kidspace? Okay, for those who haven't, here are some impressions. So there was a ball pit, there was a workshop room. You see Pac-Man, which you also saw in the logistics talk. It kind of suffered a bit. So that's how it looked like. We had a ball pit, we had all of these activities. We had a Lego Duplo, workshop rooms, a hacker center, whatever it takes to keep the children busy there. We also had lots of badges. Who of you have used the hub badges during the event? Yeah, that's the reason why we don't have big numbers in there. So next time, if we have the badges again, please use them and come to Kidspace. So there were some really impressive things happening. You see the duck there. Has anyone found a duck during the Congress? Okay, it kind of happened that someone, I don't know who, distributed over 700 of those over the Congress. If you found one and couldn't carry it back, please give it shelter to the next Congress and then bring it back to the Kidspace, and then you can earn your badge again. Overnight, like, strange things happening. The children, for some reason, become a lot bigger, and some of them even tried to sort the ball pit, which you see on there. This happened not only once, but twice during Congress. And on the second time, even Waschkatzen has been called and all the balls have been washed at 60 degrees. So that's quite impressive and awesome. Thank you for that. We also tried to collect some numbers on the game servers that we hosted there. We had over 3 arcade stations there. I think Chaos can do better if you want to provide a retro station or something to the kids' base next year. Please do so. We had a couple of Minecraft and Mine Test servers. We had just 2,520 LEDs. If you want to build something with LEDs and maybe something that also collects numbers or even a useless machine or a button, just drop it by at Kidspace. We love this. And for some reason, you see that break over there. The Prometheus exporter got confused by converting from 999 megabytes to a gigabyte a bit, and it took some time for us to notice. We promise to do better next time. Also, we collected the noise level. This has been done by others who saw this as a source of information as well. It really took some time to design the hardware because we, for one reason, used microphones. On the other hand, the circuit in there is limited to taking a sample every 4 seconds. So that was quite challenging, I heard. We are very proud that we got this there. And yeah, if you see any use case or that, bring it to Kidspace, and we love these things. We also had a Datenzwerk. Happy was in the main room that also collected CO2 and humidity and all those fancy things that the data gnomes collect. Overall, we had over 55 workshops. We had 135 lost and found items. There were 3 arcades. We had lots of those post-its on the walls, and the picture that we see there is exactly 42 post-its. In total, we had over 4,000 rolled out. And we were able to hand out over 200 cat ears, where was the workshop, to get them blinky and shiny. If you do have a 3D printer and you like to print cat ears, bring them to the kids' space. The kids love it. Okay, all this was possible due to over 100 angels that were there. We had over 40 angel shifts. Our crew increased over 4 people. We are now 12 doing this, and we had 10 cert missions in the kids' base, none of which were critical. Thank you very much for everyone, and especially for all those contributing and don't or who doesn't bring children, because you all contribute in making Chaos a space where we can have all the things that we need for children, making this a safe space. Thank you.
Yes, speaking about cat ears and ball pits, we are the Waschkatzen. We are a new OC this year. Started as an impromptu thing before last year's Congress, before 3073, under the working name C3 Soft. We got renamed to Waschkatzen this year. We continued the tradition of thanking our angels, because if it were not to our about 90 trained professionals, the Waschengel, all of this wouldn't have been possible. But let's look at the stats a bit. We have about 500 washing machines started, about 200 of those were put in a dryer, and cleaning agent was used about 2.5 kilograms. We had 2 1-kilogram full bags of cleaning powder and a 500-gram smaller bag, and about 8 bottles of hygienic washer was used. We also put this a bit in the Grafana, because why not? Now you may ask, why is it only saying 200? Well, we had a chronic disease called power cable missing. So after the first 2 days of Congress, everything was just put on hand. We also had a stream sponsored by the Karls Rundfunkanstalt, also known as WOG, where sometimes you were able to see washing machines spin, otherwise you would just saw an info beamer. And as a small word on the end, what do we do? Because I always get that asked. We wash cuts in, wash ball pits, because a kid space and an arts and play team came to us and they said, hey, we have 10 kilograms of dirty balls, can you clean them? but apart from that, the kitchen, the lock, everyone has dirty clothes, like when you work in the kitchen, all of those laundry needs to get washed somehow, all of the stuff from the lock, from the bottles teams, all of those clothes need to be put in laundry somewhere and get cleaned, and yeah, that's what we do. And with that, give it up for Geheimfortsett.
Hello. So I was forced to speak on behalf of the Geheimorganisation. For this Congress, we built a clone of the German social network SchülerVZ and StudioVZ. Who of you used one of those? Okay, maybe one quarter of you. Who used GeheimVZ? Okay, so for the viewers at home, everyone, every single one in the room just raised their hands. So we wanted to create a small and cozy social network without the typical dark patterns of typical modern social networks. And it was only available for C3 visitors who found one of the invitation codes that we placed all around the CCH. And by now it's offline. Sorry for everyone watching right now, it's offline. And we will delete all data if that has not already happened. I'm not entirely sure about that. Okay, so even though we put a lot of effort into disguising everything as PHP, it's actually a Django app. We have a Kubernetes cluster and use Postgres and MinIO. Everything ran on a framework laptop, 13 mainboard, put into some Cooler Master case. And it was actually the first computer running in the YOLO colo. So thank you. since I was being told that everyone here likes to stare at numbers, here are numbers. We had over 1,400 users. We helped creating friendships almost, or I think the numbers are a bit old actually. We had over 4,000 friendships formed at GeheimVZ. You can see the typical domains that probably you would expect here. We see that we had a lot of open invitations, so that goes out to every one of you. You could have done much better by inviting more people to GeheimVZ. Also, this does not translate quite well, but we had over 2,500 Gruschel Interaktionen. So, you could Gruschel at GeheimVZ, and you did so. If you have used SchülerVZ or StudiVZ in the past, you probably know that or remember that groups were the most important part here since they were publicly visible in each user profile and you could, I don't know, share your interests or show some funny phrases. The group with the most users showed that if you read this, you have to join this group. Works surprisingly well. the users also like to share images. We had a feedback group which worked quite well, and it showed that even though that this was just an experiment, people really had a lot of fun and felt the wholesome vibes of it all, which was really nice. People also tried dating. I don't know if it actually worked here, and somehow also many users showed some interest for snakes, which I'm not entirely sure what that's all about. As you can see here, we had over 400 groups created, and we are also really proud that we had some famous people showing up as users. This does also not translate quite well. but yeah, it was nice for him to show up. You could be the friend of Marcel. Well, you could have been some hours ago. That's it. You can download the source code on GitHub. Thanks for everyone who was a part of Geheimfortzeit. Bye.